This is What a Beautiful Name. This is week three of the series, week four of the series. Wow, time flies. Week four of the series. Next week is Easter. Please invite somebody for Easter, okay? Invite a lot of people for Easter. We have three services next week, Saturday night at 6 p.m., and then two Sunday morning services, just like normal. So please show up. Come for all three if you want. We've got plenty of room. We made extra seats in the balcony in here. There's plenty of space, so show up for Easter. It's going to be amazing. The service next week is a standalone called Alive. It's going to be an amazing. If you've ever been to an Easter service, you know we go over the top. Amen? So show up for that. Okay. What a Beautiful Name, week four. I want you to turn to one scripture, Revelation 22, verse 12. Revelation 22, 12. If you have YouVersion, you can follow along there. Okay? And amen. Here we go. Revelation 22, 12 says, Jesus is speaking. He says, "Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done." I want to tell you right now that this means course of action or pathway of action. According to what they have done means course of action or pathway of action. Okay, that's important. Later we'll come on that. Verse 13, he says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes that they may have the right to the tree of life and they may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star." All right, so just like we saw last week in Kim's opening scripture, we see that Jesus has given us several names for himself in this opening scripture, okay? He said that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the first and the last, the beginning and the end. That's one name, all right? That's one name. Yes, I could like separate them, but that's really one name altogether. The Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. It all kind of means the same. The root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. Those are the names that he's given us in this scripture, okay? So today we're going to focus on Alpha and the Omega, beginning and the end, first and the last, all right? But before I get to verse 13, I'd like to draw your attention to verse 12. Verse 12, Jesus says, "Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done." According to what they have done, again, as I said just a moment ago, means course of action or pathway of action taken. So what Jesus is saying here is, look, I'm coming soon. You have a choice. Right, we've studied this, we've looked at this many times, where Jesus has shown us in his word that we have a choice. He's saying, I'm coming soon, you have a choice. What pathway will you follow? What course of action will you take? Will you trust me? Will you follow me? Will you trust that I know what's best for you? Will you trust that I know you better than you know yourself? That's what he's saying to us. Okay, will you trust me? This is what he's saying in this message right here. I'm coming soon, my reward is with me, and I give to each person according to what they have done. Okay, so can I just say this one more time to you? I've said it many times. Followers follow. I know that sounds simple, but think about it. Followers follow. That's why they're called followers. Amen? Hey, up in the balcony, did you hear me? Followers follow. Because I'm not getting the reaction down here from... Yeah, they're shouting up there. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are a lot of people that call themselves a follower, but they're not following. And we have to understand that, okay? It's not about our words. It's about our actions. You know what I'm saying? Our actions, they come from the heart of us. They come from deep inside of us. And what we truly believe on the inside is going to come out in our actions. How many of you believe that? It's going to come out in our actions. You can say that you're a Christian. Christian means like the anointed one. That means you're saying, I'm like Jesus when you call yourself a Christian. You hear me? I'm like Jesus. I'm like Jesus. You can say you're like Jesus, and you can leave this place today and go to a restaurant and be hateful to a waitress or wait staff, right? Is that like Jesus? Followers follow. Amen. No matter what's happening in their lives, they're going to, if you're calling yourself like the anointed one, then we have to be like the anointed one. Amen? Jesus further establish this, substantiates this in the verse 14 and 15 when he said, blessed are those who wash their robes that they may have the right to the tree of life, may go through the gates into the city. May go through the gates into the city. Outside, he said, are the dogs. Now, look, here's the separation. Here's the choice. Here's the choice. You can go through the gates of the city by trusting in the way, who is Jesus. The gate, who is Jesus. Or you can choose to go a different pathway, to take a different course of action. And Jesus is showing us that, and this is what happens. Either you're going to choose to follow him, and he's going to lead you down the path of righteousness, or you're going to be on the outside looking in. Amen. It's your choice. To follow not only means to take the same path as the leader, but also to act according to the instructions given by the leader. Remember, Jesus said in Matthew 7:13, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad and its gate is wide for many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow and the road is difficult and only a few ever find it. The gateway to hell, the pathway to hell is broad, and he said, for those who choose that way, you can choose. You can choose to trust Jesus and follow him. Now, you're saying, what's this have to do with Alpha and Omega? I'm going to get to that in just a second. But I need to set this groundwork here so we can see why Jesus is calling himself the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. What does that mean to us? Here's what Jesus is saying. He's sending a clear message throughout Scripture that says, you need me. Amen. That's what he's saying. You need me. Listen, you got to get this down deep inside of you, all right? He's not saying this with, I am all that and a bag of chips, so you need me. It's not some egocentric, you know, self-centered person. He's saying it like, I love you so much. I gave everything for you. Please just follow me. I have what's best for you. You see the difference? He's saying, you need me. You need to trust me. You need to trust me with your life. You need to trust me with your actions. You need to trust me with everything that you do. If you will trust me, I will lead you down the path of righteousness. I'll lead you to the narrow gate. It's hard for people to get there because they try to do it in their own strength. But if you'll just trust me, I'll lead you there. It's not difficult if you trust Jesus. All the difficulty comes in when we don't trust him. I think one of the biggest things that hinders, probably the largest thing that hinders us from following as we should be, is lack of trust. Kim said last week, she said, trust is an end point of the process of bonding with Jesus. I love that. Trust is the end point, an end point of the process of bonding with Jesus. Jesus said it this way in John 10:11. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me. Can I tell you, it's not enough for him to know you. You have to know him too. You got to know him. You got to know him intimately. Deeply. You got to be bonded with him. You got to be connected with him. Right? He is the vine. We are the branches. If we're not connected to the vine, there's no life force flowing through us. You can't have the blood of Jesus flowing through you if you're not connected to the vine. Followers follow. We have to trust him with all of our hearts. I love another thing Kim said last week. She said she said about the name that Jesus has written on himself that no one knows. She said, we probably can't know that name because it would blow our minds. If you were here last week, you heard her say that. We probably can't know that name because it'll blow our minds. And immediately, Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said this. He said, he dropped this in my spirit. He said, there are some things that Jesus can't tell us or share with us or lead us to because we don't have the capacity to receive it. As soon as she said that, Holy Spirit said that to me. It was like he was speaking to me personally, saying, there's some things I want to share with you, I want to lead you to, I want to give to you, but I can't do that because you don't have the capacity to receive it. And so these are a couple things that came to my mind. We don't have the capacity to receive it. What's that mean? Well, we don't have the preparation or knowledge from His Word to steward it. We don't have the identity resolve to handle the responsibility of the full inheritance. Come on. Did you hear that? That's a Holy Spirit word right there. It's one of those things that just blew my mind. We don't have the identity resolve to handle the full inheritance. Jesus is saying, I want to give it all to you. I want to pour it all out on you, every bit of it, everything that I have, but you have to be able to handle it, because if I give it to you right now, everything that I have, it will blow your mind. You won't know how to handle it. And since God, everything that God does and everything He wants for us is good, how many of you know that? It's all good, right, from God. Nothing but good from God. He will never give us something that's going to harm us. So if He has this great responsibility, this great inheritance to give to us, don't you think He's going to wait till we're prepared to hold it and steward it and have the capacity to contain it? Amen. Amen. Some of us are like, Lord, I want to step out. I want to step out in my calling. I want to step out into what You've given me. I'm ready, God, to do more. And God's going, I want to give You more, but You couldn't handle it if I gave You more right now. Can I just speak this for myself? Because I don't want anybody to get their toes crunched here this morning. Well, not too bad. I believe the Lord's spoken to me before, and I've said, Lord, I want more. And the Lord said, listen, I would give You more, but you're not handling the stuff I've already given you. Hello? Anybody else? Huh? Testify? Look, I've trusted you with this, and you're not handling it too well right now. I want to give you more, but can you just handle what I've given you right now? Lord, I want more. I want more. But you can't get up and pray for more than 5 minutes a day. Woo! Ouch. Lord, I want more, I want more. But you can watch TV for 4 hours, but you fall asleep 5 minutes into the Word. And don't you dare call it sloking, because you're not sloking. If you don't know what that is, that's sleeping and soaking at the same time. That's what we call it around here. Lord, I want more. You know, one time, man, I don't have time, but I'm going to give you this story anyway, and then I got to get into the rest of this. One time I told the Lord, I want more. We were in Jackson, Tennessee, and I was working at a restaurant. I was a restaurant manager, and I was a volunteer youth pastor at a church. And I was at the church, and I'm like, Lord, I was praying, Lord, I want more. Lord, give me more. It's one of those seasons of my life. I was just like, man, I got to have more. Pour it out. God, I want to be Your hands and feet. That's what I said to Him. I want to be Your hands and feet, Jesus. And so I went to work the next morning. I drove up like 5:30 a.m. out to this mall parking lot where the restaurant was in a mall, and I pulled up, and there's no cars, nobody in the parking lot but me. It was 5:30 in the morning. I pulled up to the parking spot, not a soul around, and I shut the car off, got my stuff, and I opened the door. As soon as I opened the door, there's this big, huge, burly, tall man with bib overalls standing right next to me. Freaked me out. I didn't know whether to scream like a girl, run. I didn't know what to do. I might have done all three. I mean, he was standing there. I looked up at him. Big beard, long hair, bib overalls. We're in Jackson, Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? And I just said, can I help you? And he said, yeah, I'm hungry. Do you have something for me to eat? And I said, No, I don't have anything. I'm sorry. And I shut my door, and I rushed off to the back of the restaurant and opened it up and went inside. And as soon as I shut the door, Holy Spirit said, now this is how He speaks to me, all right? He said, you dummy. He said, you're asking me to be my hands and feet. You have a whole restaurant here. You don't have anything to eat? I mean, really? You know how stupid I felt right at that moment? And I mean, immediately, not condemnation, but conviction came over me. Sweet conviction of the Holy Spirit. Broke my heart for this man. I'm sitting here thinking, I'm a restaurant manager. I have all the food. I mean, I could get him anything I want. So I ran around through the restaurant to the front doors, and I went out into the parking lot, and he was standing right at the front doors, right there. I said, come here. I've got something for you to eat. And he came inside. So I'm going to tell this quickly. I don't have time to tell the whole story, but he came inside. I had some pies that were, you know, made the night before. I said, you like pie? He said, yeah, I like pie. What kind do you like? Picked a pecan pie. We sat down. I made some coffee. I brought it to him. He said, are you going to join me? I said, yeah, I got a couple minutes. So I sat down with him, and as I'm sitting there talking to him, I just feel, okay, God, you give me the opportunity. Here I go, right? This is what we always think, right? Okay, so I'm gonna go right to the punchline. Do you know Jesus? That's what I said to him. And he's eating, and I never noticed before, but he looked up, and he had these huge blue eyes, just blue as can be. He looked up at me, and this is what he said. He said, yes, Bill, I do. Do you? Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Absolutely changed my life. Later, I realized later, I was entertaining an angel. I believe it with all my heart. That's what I believe. I never told him my name. Changed my life. Listen, when you ask God for something, he wants to give it to you. But do you have the capacity to hold it? Do you have the capacity to contain it? Do you have the capacity to steward it well? Because that's what he's looking for in our lives. His intentions are always good, but he wants us to be able to handle what he gives us. So you got to get to know him. How do we do that? Get to know him. Get to know him. Get into his word. The Bible says that we must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. How do we get our minds renewed? By the word of God. But listen, if you have a trust issue, you're going to have a hard time staying in the word. Do you understand me? Maybe the reason you fall asleep when you dive into the word of God is because maybe you don't trust that everything that's in that word is truth. Because think about it. If we really believe deep down inside that the word is truth, we're going to devour it. Have you read it? Do you see the power in it? Do you see what happens in the word of God? Do you understand that's the pathway for us? That's everything that we need? And so this is why in the last 2 minutes and 28 seconds, I'm going to focus on the name Alpha and Omega, first and the last, beginning and the end. That was just my opening. They got to leave me more time next service. And Jesus revealing this name, he's saying this to us. Here's what he's saying. I've got you. I can take care of you. You may not see that in this name, but I'm going to show it to you. He's saying, you can trust me. You can trust that I have what's best for you. You can trust that I will lead you according to the plans that I have established for you. These plans were created. Listen, these plans that he has for you were created before you were conceived. You understand that? They were established. He has them. It's already there. Jesus proclaimed himself to be the Alpha and the Omega in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, 11, 21, 6, and 22, 13. Alpha and the Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, as most of you know. But it's important to note that among Jewish rabbis, it was common to use the first and last letters of the Hebrew alphabet to denote the whole of anything from beginning to the end or from beginning through the end. So it's not just the first and the last. It's not just the beginning and the end. It's the beginning through the end. It's the whole of everything. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, according to Hebrews 12:2, signifying that he begins it and he carries it through to completion. He is the totality, the sum, and the substance of the Scriptures, both the law and of the gospel in John 1:1 and 1:14. He is the fulfilling end of the law in Matthew 5:17. He is the beginning subject matter of the gospel of grace through faith, not of works in Ephesians 2:8 and 9. He is found in the first verse in Genesis and the last verse in Revelation. He is not just the first and the last or the beginning and the end. He is everything in between as well. Amen. Listen, in fact, let me just show you this. The middle verse of the Bible is Psalm 103, 1 and 2. And I didn't give this to him, so it wasn't my notes, but I just pulled it up this morning. Psalm 103, 1 and 2. And this is what the middle verses, the two verses of the Bible, because there's equal amount of verses. So here's the very middle of the Bible. So Jesus is in the first verse in Genesis, the last verse in Revelation, and the middle verse says this. With my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, the holy God. Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you have done for me? Come on. That's amazing. He's the first, he's the last, and in the middle, it's all about worshiping and praising him. Amen? Remembering who he is. Revelation 22, 12 through 16 says, Jesus said, "Behold, I am coming quickly. I bring my reward." Okay, we were just reading this. Okay, so listen. I'm reading this from the Passion Translation. I want you to see something here. "Behold, I am coming quickly. I bring my reward." Reward means wages. Okay, wages can be good or bad. Do you hear me? Reward. Sometimes we read the word reward in the English language, we think that that means something good, but wages can be good or bad. The wages of sin is that good? Mm-mm. No. Right? Wages can be good or bad. So he's not saying, you need to understand what he's saying here. He's saying, I bring my wages with me. And then he says, to repay. Repay means reap what you sow. Everyone according to their works, actions, or path taken. So he's saying, I come with wages to repay according to the actions or the path that you have chosen. That's what I come with. Then he says, I am the Aleph and the Tav. This is from the Passion Translation. The first and the last, the beginning and the completion. Aleph and Tav are the first and last letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And in John 14, 6, Jesus said, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Now, this is what you need to understand. The word truth in Hebrew is the word emet. Okay? Emet. And this is how it's spelled by the Hebrew alphabet. Aleph, Mem, Tav. Aleph and Tav, as you know, are the first and last letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Do you know what Mem is? It's the exact middle letter. So when Jesus says, I'm the truth, he's saying, I'm the first, I'm the last, I'm the middle, I'm everything. I got it all covered. I got it all covered. I'm the Aleph, I'm the Tav, I'm the Mem, I'm all of it. Isn't that powerful? It's amazing what you'll find when you dig into the Word of God. It's amazing the hidden things that are there, the mysteries that are there that are just waiting to be revealed to us if we'll just dig in. The Word, listen, the Word truth is powerful. Did you know that Jesus, he knew exactly what he was speaking when he said this? I'm the way, the truth, which is right in the middle, and the life. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Or you could say it this way. This is another way I like to say it. When you know the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, you know everything in between. You know all of it. When you know the Alpha and the Omega, you know everything in between. You need to know the first and the last. You need to know the Aleph and the Tav, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And when you know him, he'll cover it all. He's got it all covered. Everything in between will be covered. There are a lot of people in this place today that you're going, yeah, God, I know that you conceived me. I know that, God, you created me. I know, God, that you have great plans for me in the future. So I know my beginning, Father, and I know in the end you have great plans for me, but I'm not real sure about what's going on in the middle right now. Oh, listen to me today. There are a lot of you, you know why? Because I go through the same thing. I know my beginning. I remember the day I gave my heart to the Lord. How many of you remember that? I remember the day that happened. It was a powerful moment in my life, sitting in a trash can in a waiting room, in an emergency room, when I was 19 years old. I remember that day. And I know the plans that he has for me, plans to prosper me and plans for a future. I understand that he's got that covered. But sometimes when I'm in the middle of the mess, when I'm in the middle of the waves crashing in on the boat, sometimes I question, does he have the middle covered too? And you need to know today he's got it all covered. He's not just the beginning and the end. He's everything in between as well. He's got it all covered. And if you just know the first and the last, you'll know it all. You know, the human mind is a wonderfully complex organ. How many of you know that? Some are more complex than others, right? Don't look at your spouse. Did you know that our brains can actually process a group of words even if they aren't spelled totally correctly? Did you know that? Okay, so let me give you an example. Read this with me. The human mind is a wonderfully complex organ, you see. It doesn't matter in what order the letters in a word appear. The only important thing is that the first and the last letter are in the right place. The rest can be a total mess, and you can still read it without a problem. This is because the human mind doesn't read every letter by itself, but the whole word as a whole. Amazing, isn't it? Come on, y'all. Oftentimes in our lives, in the world around us, doesn't mean to seem to make sense, does it? It seems to be a total mess. There are times when everything around us seems to be falling apart. But when we step back and remember that Jesus is the first and the last, He's the beginning and the end, He's the Alpha and the Omega, He's the A through the Z, we can rest assured that all the rest will become completely clear. Amen? We don't need to know every detail. We don't need to know everything that's going on around us and how He's going to work it all out. He doesn't need to tell us all that. You know, sometimes I think we're asking for things that we don't really need, but also that He doesn't really want to give us. I think Jesus is saying, would you quit worrying about all that stuff? That's easy. I got all that covered. I've got a plan for you. I've got a future for you. I've got a pathway for you. Quit worrying about the mess that's going on around you and just trust me. I not only have your beginning covered and your end covered, I got it all in between covered as well. I'll work it out if you'll just trust me. Amen? So I want you to stand with me today. If you're following the first and the last, He'll take care of the middle. Amen? Let's just close our eyes for a moment. I want to ask Holy Spirit, do what you desire to do in every heart and life right now. Speak your truth and your word to each one of us. Speak the Aleph, the Tav, and the Mem to us, Jesus, right now. Father, show us if there's any fear in this place, if there's any doubt, uncertainty about what's going on in our lives today. Lord, I ask you to reveal the truth of your goodness, your faithfulness, your trustworthiness. Father, reveal to us right now that you've got it all covered. I just want everybody to pray with me today. Everyone say this after me. Say, Jesus, I come to you and I trust you. I trust that you have it all covered. My beginning, my end, and my middle. Father, I trust you. I trust that in the midst of a mess, you've got it covered. You're faithful. I can count on you. Now help me, Jesus, to continue to trust and cast off all fear. In your name, amen.